Weiter in Shas. We're in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Tes. Bring it up at the top of the page, second line, last word. Continue on with more medicine. Tachli v'sibur sakanta. If you have crest before bloodletting, that is dangerous. Hakaz Rashi is Hakaz's dam miksifayim, taking you from the shoulders. That is, so don't have crest before that. Ishta v'sibura sakanta, bloodletting. When a person has a fever, is dangerous. Koiv einav v'sibur sakanta, bloodletting while having an eye issue is dangerous. Sheini l'dag dam, says Rashi, that is, achol biyom shelefnei hakazas dagim, that is, you're allowed to get bloodletting the second day after you eat fish. Sheini l'dam dag, and you can eat fish the second day after bloodletting. Rashi is the imhikis dam ayom ochol dagim l'macher. You can have it the next day. Shlishi lo sakanta, but the third day is going to be dangerous. Someone who bloodlets, lo yochel chagbash, says Rashi, chalav, milk, gvina, cheese, betzalim, onions, shachalim is cress. And that's what the Gemara now says. Lo chalav, lo gvina, lo betzalim, lo shachalim. Im achal, if he does eat this food, then Amar Abaye, nice, reviyasa de chal, reviyasa de chamra. You should get a reviyas of vinegar and a reviyas of wine. When arbivinhu, bahadi adadi, mix them together, vinishta, and then drink it. Vachim mipnei, vachim mifanei, lo mifnei ela lemizracha shel ir, mishum de kasha recha. And when a person goes to the bathroom after this, says Rashi, man de achal hani, basar hakaza, one who ate these things after hakaza, uba lipanos, when they go to the bathroom, chutz la'ir, v'lo yifta l'mizracha sh'la'ir, do it at, you know, outside the city, and don't do it to the east of the city. Except to the east, and do it towards the east. Mishum d'kasha recha, because it really stinks. Rashi says, d'var malo d'var ruach m'vias l'ir, the wind's going to bring to the city. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, malin avankili b'shabbos, you could straighten Avankali on Shabbat. My Avankali, what is that? Amar Rav Abba is tumacha deliba. It is the muscle of the heart. And this hurts a person breathing when it's like this. My Asusas, how do you go and fix this? Maisi kamona karvaya, you bring a ladle of cumin, vininya, and mint, says Rashi, minta, ve'agdana, which is Rashi's ace of mar, it's a bitter herb. Vehu mirubia lavan, lana metagamin and gidin, vitsisre, and you bring tsisre, which Rashi says is shadria, and v'avdasa, which is azov, is a hyssop. Laliba b'chamra, for the heart, that we said earlier, you mix these things, b'chamra, with wine. And the way to remember is v'yayin yisamach levavinash. Wine will gladden the heart of man. L'ruchya b'maya, for ruchya, which is, Rashi says, l'shachafas, shemachmas ruach, yishte elu b'mayim. That's if someone's having a breathing type of problem, then b'maya, you mix you do that mixture with water. V'simenach, how do you remember? V'ruach Elokim, as in ruach, mirachafes l'panei amayim, is hovering over the water. L'chuda b'shichra, for childbirth, like if a person has a chills, if a woman's in labor, ashes chol isha yoleh, it's b'tanenes al mashber, then what do? You mix these type of things with beer. V'simenach, how do you remember? It's v'kada al shichma, and her jug was on her shoulder. Shichma being similar to Shechar, and Ravach beray the Rava shachik lehu lekula b'hadei adadi. He would grind all these things together. V'shakilei melacha meshetz ba'asei, and take a fistful of the stuff, all five fingers, v'shasile, and you drink it with liquid that gets added to it. Ravashi, shachik kol chad v'chad l'chudei, you would take each one and grind them separately. V'shachik umloh etzbe'ei rabosi, umloh etzbe'ei zutrasi, you would take like from his big finger to his middle finger and like make like a pinch of it, and you don't add liquid. Amar Rav Papa, ana avdi l'chahani, I tried all these things, v'lo itasai, and it didn't help me, it didn't cure me. Had the amar li yehutaya, until there was this Arab merchant who said, I see kuza chalata, take a new kuza. Rashi says, a kuza is a kli katan, a small kli, umal yemay, and fill with water, remay bay, tarvada de dufsha, and take from there, tarvad, Rashi says, mlo kaf, a spoonful of honey, the talila bay kochve, that was hung up, Rashi says, tachas gochavim, mechasa shalabais, hung under the stars, right, leave it out, outside, not inside, ulamacher, ishti, and then drink it the next day. And of the Achi Vitase, and he did that, and he ended up getting healed. Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Devar Mirapanes Achol LeMechelio. There's six things that can cure a sick person from his sickness, Refuas and Refua, and their thing is permanent. It'll be complete and total Refua. Ve'eluein, and these are them. Kruv, Utradin, which Kruv is cabbage, Utradin, beets, Umei Sisin Yavesha, the water of... She says, puliul, yavesh, dry puliul, shorab amayim, but shows that it's soaked in water, and you drink it. And, vikevas, which is the stomach of an animal, viharis, delicious. Rashi says, rachma shalbema, the womb of a behemah. Vioseris hakaved, and that is, Rashi says, tarpasha dekavda shakarin ivish, which is the diaphragm, v'yoshom, and some say, avdag and kutanim, even small fish, v'lo'od, and not only that, not only do small fish help, elish adag and kutanim, mafrin and marbin kogufa shaladam, it strengthens a person's entire body. Says the Gemara, Sara Devarim, Achazir, Nezachol, Chayo, 10 things that a person who is sick will go back to his sickness. Chol Yokasha, and it's going to get very intense. Elohein, Ochol Besar Shor Shuma. Someone eats the fatty meat of an ox. Besar Tzli, roasted meat. Besar Tziparim, that's chicken, or, you know, of a bird, meat of the bird. Ubeitza Tzluya, roasted egg. Veshchalayim Kress Teglachas, shaving. Umerchatz, taking a bath. Right, if he's not fully healed yet, gvina, cheese, recovered liver, v'yishomim af, it goes even nuts, v'yishomim af kishuin, even kishuin, which are like cucumbers, tanaviri rabbi yishmal, lamanikr shmal kishuma, they call them v'yishin kashin l'chol gufo shal adam kachorvis, because they're intense, they're bad for the body, just like swords. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah that we said, Ve'im is tapin him b'chol mokir, you're not allowed to go to the haircut from the Avodah Zarah at any place, as the mayor of the Chum said, you can do it in public. But not in private. Tanu Rabbanan, Yisrael, Mestapim Rechavim, if a Jew gets from a Vodazarnik, Roa Bimara, he should look in the mirror. Rashi says, Mirror Duyer, Liros im Mestapim Yafe, Beumnos, Vesavar, Ovikachavim, Kevin Dekapit, Ahachi, Chashavu, Umesai Largo. Right? So what's going to happen is he's going to look to see if he got a good haircut, and then the Ovikachavim is going to think, oh, you're Makbaran, it must be a pretty Chashav, and he's going to be scared to kill him, because he's going to think that he's actually an important person over here. Vovik Chavim is stopper me so, when you have an Ovazarnik who's getting a haircut from a Jew, Kermit Shigia, Le Bloriso, once he gets to his Blurius, which is that hair, that the Ovazarniks would leave in order to go ahead and serve the Ovazarnik. Shizu Megadal Vesko Chavim. Shomit this Yado, Mikodem Lachain, Shloshet Spos, Paul says that we're going to see in the Gemara, we're back in the Gemara, show me this Yado, remove it and stop. And Rashi says, Shumagad the love of Kachavim, show me this Yado, Mikodem Lachain, Shloshet Spos, three finger width, Lechol Ruach, Kilakamin, Kadesh, Aloye, Metakna, he's not fixing up that particular part of his hair. Amar Mar. When you have an Israelite, a Yid, who's getting a haircut by a Avodah Zarah, then he should look in the mirror. Hechi dami, what is he talking about? Nibish is Rabbi, he's talking about Shazor Shahabim. Lomli Mara, why don't you need a Mara? You have all these people over here, he's going to be scared to hurt you with these people. Nibish is Yachid, and Nibish is Yachid, you're all my Havi. Even if he sees you, you know, looking in the mirror, what does he care? There's no people around there, he's not scared. Elo the Olam is Yachid. Really, we're talking about something Shazor Yachid. Chashev sits a mirror there, he looks like another Chashev, and he's going to be scared to hurt him because maybe there's some Chashev people that are involved. Story time. Rav Chana bar Bizda, have a mistabim with Kachav Mishvilei, then our dog. He got the haircut by the Zvora Zarnik in the alleyways of the Shvil, the paths of Nardo, Rashi says, Chutz Lir, outside of the city. Amar Leh, the haircutter said to him, Chana, Chana, Yoi, Koach, Lezuga. Chana, Chana, your throat is very geschmack to my razor. Rashi says, Lezuga, Lachtoch, Koach, Tzavarech. You know, maybe I want to go out and give a little cut. Amar, so he said, Taisi Li, the Avriah, the Rebbe Meir. He said, this is, I deserve getting this because I went against the words of Rabbi Meir, which says, Asher to do it even in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and here we are in Rosh Hashanah HaYachid, which is even more problematic. V'ad Rabbanon lo avad, what, he didn't go against the Rabbanon? Emer dami Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon say that it's meant to do with the Avodah Zarah, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Miyamid, they say you're allowed to do it in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? No, you can't do it. So therefore, this is also Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So not only is he going against Rabbi Meir, he's going against Rabbanim as well. It says the Gemara of Ahu Savar, Shvil and Arda, because he thought the Shvil and the paths of an Arda, even though people aren't there all the time, says Rashi, Shisham over and Bashab and Tadir, people are always passing by. Kevin Shchich Rabbim, because the Rabbim, since, you know, a lot of people are Shchich to be over there, it's considered like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in which case that's why he didn't say he's over the words of the Chachamim. The Ovik Chachamim is Stapper Mi Yisrael, and when you have, you know, we said earlier, the Bible, so when an overcoat of a photo is there, and he couldn't get by a Jew, Kevin Shkiel, a blurious, show me the other when he gets to the blurious, move his hand away. Pekama, how much? Like Rashi says, Amir of Malkia, we said earlier, Amir of Adabarava, Shal Shetzpos, Chalruach, Ruach, three finger breaths in every direction. Amir of Chine, Abere, the Rav Yika, Shpod, Shfachos, Vigumos, Rav Malkia. We most recently saw this in Makos. We also saw it in Beit Suvas. So the demon that come to a spit, a spud, that you know you hang something over to roast, maidservants and pores are taught by Rav Malkio. The first thing is talking about a spud, a spit, then when you roast something on Yontif and I want to move it to the side, it's muksa, but Rav Malkio says you let it go and you let it move it with, you know, with a shinoi. And then the next thing was the concept known as the maidservants. This is a famous Mishnah in Ksuvah Stav Chavtas on Rebeis. And it's talking about the jobs that a wife has to do. The Tanakhama says that a wife doesn't have to do them. If she brings a marriage, enough maidservants to do the jobs for her. But Eliezer says that even if she brings 100 maidservants, she still has to do something. Because she's getting to a various other, so Malkio says in her father Barava, he goes according to Eliezer. And then you have pores. This is talking about the two pubic hairs that are a sign of becoming an adult is to grow from well-defined pores. So Malkio says there in the name of Rav Adabrava that the apostles like him, that the presence of two pores itself is considered she's an adult. And even if there's no hairs are going over there, since we assume that they fell out. Blorius Ephraim Miklo, Gavina of Malkiya. That was before it was Malkiyo. But the dinam of hair, the locks of hair, and the ash, Alvin ash, as the Gemara Makas of Malkiyo said in the name of Adabrava, that one is usher to put ash from an oven on a wound in order to go and to heal it, because it's going to make it the ash very black and leave a mark in the skin, and that's like a tattoo, and that's going to be aser. And then we have cheese that we're going to see soon, that is talking about cheese that's made by a guy is going to vote as anonic, is going to be aser to eat. And the reasons for this in Rav Malkia says near Vada Brava that the vote as anonics used to coat their cheese with lard, and therefore all that is Rav Malkia. Amar Abba, Masnisin, Masnisa Rav Malkia. The din about a Mishnah or a Braisa or Tarpa Rav Malkia. Shmeitza Malkia of Malkio. Right? Rashi says Masnisa, Masnisa. Hach the Itamar Perusha, the Masnisa, the Braisa. That would say the parents of the Mishnah, the Braisa, of Malkia. Hach the Itamar Shmeitza, Ba'apinaf Shayu. The law of Perusha the Masnisa and Rav Malkio, right? And those that were about like some sort of talk, Smitza, the Gemara says in Rav Malkio, but Sina Machler remembers Masnisa Malkusa. Tanakh statement is the Malkusa is a queen. That's Rav Malkio. Rash says, He the Mosnina Mina Lamora Verav Malkio Shemo Domela the Keva is similar to the Keva. My Binaya, what's the difference between Rav Papa and Rav Chinina? Ravika, Ikebenayu Shvachos. The difference between them is in reference to that about Shvachos, maidservants, which is something which is elaborating on a Mishnah. It's elaborating on a Mishnah. That is Rav Chanina, the son of Rav Ika, would say that the statement is about the maidservants is Rav Malkiyo. Rav Papa would say that because it's, you know, it has what to do with the Mishnah, we should compare it to Rav Malkiya. Zuck, the next Halig, beep, turn the page, Chavtasim, and Beis, the next Halig of Mishnah. Ayelu, Dvarim, Shalav, Gachavim, Asurim. These things of Avodah Zarah are Aser. V'isurin Iser Hanah, and the Iser from them is Iser Hanah. Hayayin, wine of Avodah Zarah is Aser, because maybe he poured it, he did Nisuch Hayayin on it. V'chomei Shalav, Gachav, Mishaya, Mitchilaso Yayin, and the vinegar of Avodah Zarah, that was initially wine. Rashi says, Biyada Ovi Kachavim, Afuke Hecha, Dezavin Ovi Kachavim, Chomeitz, so we bought chametz from a Jew. The lomitz is not aser ba'ana. The time of aser ba'ana, mishum the dilma naskehu. Maybe he poured it, he libated it. Chametz lo menasek. You don't do it with chametz. But if it was wine, a turn of chametz, then it's a problem. The cheres hadriyani, that is cheres pottery from hadriyani. It says b'gemar mafaris shashurin shashurai riu v'mayim v'yotze yayin hanivlebo. You go, you soak it in water, and then wine comes out of it. This type of earthenware, this type of pottery, you soak in water to release the wine that got inside of it. And, yeah. The Oros Levuvin
are heart-pierced skins, says Rashi, Shekorin Kinegar Levitz. Rip by the Rashi's Darkin Lassos Kane Levitz Kochavim. Mutsian is a lave derech hanikiv. They take out the heart by the hole. Umitzar mishum zivchei mesim is considered zivchei mesim. So like a little hole, rip at the heart. Rav Yishuv and Gamliel Omer, bizman shakera shelo agul aser. Only if the incision is round, it's aser. Moshech mutter, but if it's extended, then it's going to be mutter. Rashi shein osin kiel avodas kochavim. That wouldn't be done for avodas kochavim. Basar hanichtas avodas kochavim mutter. Meat that enters a place of avodah zarah, and the Jew grabs it before it gets in there, it's going to be mutter. Vayotze aser. But meat that exits, it's going to be aser. Pnei Yeshu, kezif chemesim, it's considered like sacrifices of the dead. Divi Rabbi Akiva, azai gezakt Rabbi Akiva. So meat that's bought by a Jew after it was already brought out of a place of Avodah Zarah is going to be aser because we're worried that maybe it's something to do with Avodah Zarah. Ha ho, holchin litarfus aser lesis velasis imahen. Now, those who are on their way now to go serve Avodah Zarah, you can't do business with them. But if they're on the way back, then it's mutter. Right? Why can't you do it with them? Because they're going to go ahead and they're going to be mutter to Avodah Zarah. On the way back, you are allowed to go out and do business with them because they're coming back from it. Nodos over kachavim v'kankeim, the flasks of the Avodah Zarah nicks. Rashi says shel or of leather. V'kankeim is cheres, made out of cheres, earthenware. The yayin shall you sell kaneslam, and the a Jew's wine was kept there. It's a sichnas man yayin lekiyum to be upheld. Asurin, the wine is not going to be aser. V'isurin iser anah, and it's iser is an iser anah. You can't get any anah for it. Duri Meir, zay gezakt, Rabbi Meir, yid who puts his wine in one of these types of containers to take care of, after they were emptied of the avodah zarah guy's wine over here, it's going to be aser ba'anah because it's bolea. The flavor of the Avodah Zarah wine that was in there before. It's probably a cherry cask discussion, which I don't really know much about. V'chom mor v'chom say, any sur in Isra Anah, the Isra is not in Isra Anah. It's just be us to go out and to actually drink. The grape seeds and the grape peels of Avodah Zarah next are going to be us. Rashi says, psol shel anafim v'garein shebesochen. These type of things, we sur in Isra Anah, and the Isra is
Isser hana'ah to get benefit from. Lachem asur, and the moist ones are going to be asur. Rashi says, lachem kol shneim asur chodesh for 12 months. Asur and are going to be asur even mana. Yavesh imatam. Yavesh is going to be mutter. So Rabbi Meir, what is he saying essentially? He's saying that the leftover stuff of the wine making of all that pulp is going to be, after you crush the grapes of the wine, it's considered wine itself, therefore it's going to be asur to get a nah. But the chachamim, they come and they say that the din depends on what's the state of it. If it's still wet, moist, then, right, like the first year after the grapes are pressed, then it's going to be considered wine asur to get a nah. But after 12 months, then it can be eaten, because the wine is already dried up. Yavesh ha mutarin. Hamuria sugvinas beis unyaki shaloved kochavim asurin. Muria says Rashi is shemen sheldagin fish oil. Vigvinas beis unyaki is shem hakfar. It's a type of village, the cheese from the village. Avashar gvinas mutarin ba'ana. The rest are going to be mutar. Gemara first, the Gemara is going to explain it. Lama dalam rebase. So these things are going to be asurin, also be asurin, asurin. No, this is another remeir. It's like to be meir. V'chol marim any asurin, asurin. No, this is not iser hanui. Ay. Right, the Murius is going to be mutter b'ana, because even if wine was added by this, by the producer, it was done only to take out the smell of the fish of the product and not to add any flavor of here. In reference to the cheese of beis unyaki, Chachamim say that it's not different from the cheese of other places, therefore it's going to be usher only to eat, but not b'ana. Okay. I'm Rav Yehuda. Shol Rav Yishol, Rav Yeshua. Kishahayu mahalchem aderech. He asked them when they were on their way. Amr lo. He asked them a question on the way. Amr lo, he said, Mipri ma asa gvinas of Yechamim. Why is the cheese of Goyim asa? Rashi says, Rabbanan kabayla ta'asul b'achila b'banah. They asked him eating that b'anah. Amr lo, he says, back to him, Mipri shema amino sa b'kivash al-nevela. The way that they create it is by throwing in rennet of the nevela. Rennet is like the type of chemical that's found in the stomach of the thing, and therefore it's a problem of basar v'chalav, right? Or it's just an issue of nevela. So you have tray food that's being maimed, this thing that's causing it to curdle and to become into cheese. Amar lo, it's called rennet. Amar lo, so we should say to a lo kivas ola chamura, the kivas nevela, but the rennet of an ola is more chamur and strictly usher than that of a nevela. Rashi says, ola asur ba'ana molimba. And if it's ola, it's asur ba'ana, and you also get me'ila for getting anything from it. Amru kohen shedaita yafa, Shorfa Chaya, and we said what they said, that a Kohen who's not going to be bothered by it, he can handle it, he can drink it raw. Rashi Shadat Yafa Shane cuts the most, but he's not disgusted by it. Shorfa, it means Gomi, he can just swallow it. Vlahodulo, but they weren't masking with him. Amru Einan and Vlamolin, but they said that one can't get a Na, and one does not do Me'ila if he ends up getting something from it. So Rishua was forced to say to Rishma a different pshat for the iser against the cheese. Amar lo, he said to him, "Perish v'amidim nosa bekevus egle v'rus kochavim." The issue is because they curdle it with the rennet of the animals of avodas kochavim. Let's say shenasu la tekrovus. They set it aside for sacrifices, avodas zarah sacrifices. V'gav v'rus kochavim. I feel the perish aser. Even like the chreft is going to be aser. Denichale b'nafche shira yafik adamina b'gemara, right? This rennet of this is going to be aser v'ana, because it helps to the fat appearance of the animal, and therefore it makes the animal more desirable as a carbon. The Gemara is going to say. So Amar lo, Rishol said to him, "Imkein lama lo aser b'ana? Why didn't you aser b'ana? Why is only aser b'achila?" Hisio ledaver acher. Rishua, you know, he switched him to another topic. Right? He knocked up Yeshua twice. So he doesn't give a new reason. What does he do? He switches to a new topic. Amalo, he said, Yishmal, hey chatakori. How do you read this pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says, Kitovim dodecha miyayin, that your love is better than wine? Says Rashi, dodecha is lashon zachar. Oh, kitovim dodayich. You read dodecha in as lashon zachar.
Oh, Dodayach, as Rashi's Lashon Nekeva, Vahachikama, Kines is Israel, Yeshkeni, Akos Bochum, in the Shikas Piyu, Kikach, Amar Li, Tovim Dodecha, Miyayin. Right? That he's. If you read his Dodayach, that is talking about B'nai Yisrael, and the Pasuk saying that the Jewish nation is saying to Hashem, oh, that he kissed me with the kisses of his mouth, because he told me your love is better than wine. And, right, which one is it? Amarloi says so, he told him Dodayach, he says, yeah, it's feminine. Amarloi says back, in the Kane, no, it's not so. Sharei Chaveru Malami to love, because its friend teaches about it that it should be vowelized as Zachar, because of the fact Rashi says Shehu Lashon Zachar Ukenas Yisrael He the Kaamar Lefnei Shchina Lareach Shmanecha Tovim Alumos Avuch Lo Shaych Lamir Lenekeva. Why? Because the next pasuk says Lareach Shmanecha Tovim. Your oils and Shmanecha is in masculine have a good fragrance, and therefore your maiden loves you. So therefore, therefore, don't say it's Dodayach, but rather read it as Dodecha in the masculine form. Fascinating. Frank the Gemara, Yayin Minala. From where do we know that wine that was used in Nisach Hayayin for Avodah Zarah is going to be awa, sir? I'm Rabbi Ravua, I'm Rabbi Kala Pazik says. Asher chaylev zvchemu yochelu yishtu yayin nesicham. The fat of whole offerings they would eat, they would drink the wine of their libations. So we go and put these two together. We say, maz zevach asamana, just like their offering, their carbon is going to be asamana. Af yayin nami asamana, so their wine is also going to be asar. Be'ana, rasha shenis nasich avodat kucham, the thing that's used for avodat zara. Zevach guv minol, how do we know that the carbon itself is going to be asar? The chsev is pasuk says, vayitzamdu the baal por, vayuchlu zivchemesim. And they attach themselves to baal por and ate offerings of the dead. Ma mace aser bahana, just like a dead body is also the any hana from avzevach na mace bahana. So too, this korban is going to be aser bahana. Umeis kufim inala, and what about the dead body? How do we know it's going to be that it's aser to bahana? Asir sham sham me egla roof. We've exir shava sham sham from egla aru. The Torah says that if you have this whole egla for shtickle toich over here, right? Because ksiv hachava tamasham Miriam. It says over here, by a dead person, Miriam died sham there. Ksiv hasam va'arfu sham es egla benachal. And it says there, and they shall decapitate the baby cow there in the valley. Just like over there, says Rabbanah. How do we know that? Kapar is written by it, just like by Kachim. What is the connection over here? Says Rashi, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, Hilkach asabana, kikachim, just like kachim asabana, so too this is also going to be out to asabana, because it's Kaper la'amcha Yisrael, just like a kapara, just like a korban. We have the word atonement that's written along with Karbanos, and we say that we have Egla Rufa, just like Karbanos, just like Zasa Gehana from Karbanos, so too Zasa Gehana from Egla Arufa. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah, the Vachomet Shalavikucham Chai Mitchila, so yeah, and the vinegar of Avodah Zarah that was originally wine and then it went to sour. Pshita, obviously it was made from wine. Mishom de Ichmitz, Paka Le Isurei. What do you say? Because of the fact that it became vinegar, therefore the Isser should fly away from it, to leave it. Of course it's a problem. Amar Vashi, no, ha, salash minun. What's going to teach you is, a chomet shalonu biyad of yikuchavim, our vinegar is in the hands of Avodah Zarnik, that ein tsar chosam so chosam, doesn't need a seal within a seal.
That is Rashi explains that a chometz shal Yisrael, a Jew's vinegar, shefidei sefer kochavim, ain't not tzarich el chosim echad, only needs one seal on it. The whole of Hashmina Masnis and the low minach chometz, because they don't go ahead. We say we don't do nisach when it comes to vinegar. So therefore, back in the Gemara, chometz shalano biyado v'cham ain't tzarich chosim. So chosim doesn't need a double one. Imishum in suche, because if we're worried about them pouring it or doing the nisach with it. You have to be worried because lemonach minach say because they don't do nisach with vinegar. V'imisham ichalufe that maybe they flipped it around. Maybe Rashi says a tzarko lechlifo bera mimenu that he had worse wine that was vinegar. It started as wine with the vinegar and now he took it with your better vinegar. Like even dikechosim since there's a seal on it, lo tarich umezayif. The guy will not bother to go ahead and do a ziyaf and forage. Rashi says, Listor chosamush the Yisrael, velasos chosam achim ziyaf. He's going to break it and make another one. Amar, you know, a forged one. Amar Rabbi Ilah, Shaninu, we learned, Yain mevushal shalov gachav mishayim mitchaso yain aser. The cooked wine of a vozarnik that was it was a regular, originally started as fresh wine. Rashi says, let's finish off. Usser, that's going to be Usser. Says Rashi, Yain of Usher Mashmash Haim Tchilasu Yain Biyadu Gachavim Ubashlu, they cooked it. Usser Vano Mishum Tchilasu, that's better because of its beginning process. That is going to be Usser. Says Gemara, Pshita, even if the Zarniks do not use cooked wine, right, they don't use Mavosha stuff for Nisuch HaYayin, the Sachem, the wine should be Usser because it was in their hands before it was cooked. Bisham the ifshal because it was cooked, pakali yisura. Well, now you want to see that the iser goes away. Before there was a problem, and now it was cooked, it's away. Ravashi ha salashmina. No, what's coming to teach you is that yaim avodah shalom biyadu kachavim. Our cooked wine that then is put in the hands of the avodah zarek ain't tzarchosim tzarchosim. Doesn't need a double seal over there. Imishum mizuche because if you're worried about the fact that they're going to pour it, for nisachim lo minasli they don't do cooked wine. The imishum beep. Turn the page. Laman Ralph is Ichalufe that they're going to go in, they're going to switch it. Rashi says, Lishtos, at the Vodazarnik who switched his own Chrefti type of wine with the Jews' better kosher wine. You have to worry about that. Came to Ikir Chosmeska because there's one seal over here, Lotarach Mazayev. He's not going to, you know, push himself, you know, burden himself to go be Mazayev. So, give me a finish. We're going to stop it here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great night.